It's past nine. And as I said, very busy show today. Jackie in from Nephew's Travel. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I know.
Very nice to be here.
I know, it is. Yeah, lovely to see you.
Lovely, likewise.
Jackie, obviously you are doing a gig tonight in town, but before we get there and before we tell people all about your gig tonight, everybody knows you, I suppose, in two hats. First of all, tourism.
Yeah.
You own Nephew's Travel.
Yep.
You're the boss there, and also you're a terrific singer as well. So there's your two hats. Right. First of all,
yeah.
Tourism.
Yes.
Okay. Nephew's Travel. How long has it been going?
We started 11 years ago. I've been on the island for about 18 years now.
Yeah.
Walking on my 18th year, as they say in Greece. First worked for the others, freelance guide, and then I thought I wanted something different, and then we started 11 years ago with Nephew's Travel.
And Nephew's Travel is based in Silivi. Right, what makes Nephew's Travel so different than the others?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Is it the tours that you offer?
Yes, it's the tours that I believe it's the tours that we offer. And to be quite honest, the whole start of Nephew's Travel came from the heart. It was because I wanted to make a difference on the island. I never had in mind to end up with 14 staff member team. That's just being lucky with the feedback that we get from all the dear Nephew's friends through the years. But it came from the heart because I wanted to go to the grandma in the village. I wanted to be there in shipwreck before all the crowds arrive. And I wanted to put my own talents into tours. So when we started with Back to the Roots, and that's all about little stories from the Greek mythology, live music over lunch, those type of things. And that didn't happen then in Zakynthos whatsoever. And it was my biggest wish to show the tourists or the visitors of Zakynthos the love that I get from the Greeks and philotimo, as we say in Greek, the being nice to the strangers, basically. I wanted to give that through my tours. I wanted to see them why I left Holland. And that was the whole idea behind it. And then it just grew.
It definitely grew, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, Back to the Roots, one of the most popular tours that you do.
Yeah, it is. And that's what we started with. And then we went with the turtles. And then I thought the turtles, very nice to see the turtles, but I don't want to disturb the turtles. So I contacted Archelon, and from the very moment we started in an eco-friendly way, so they're on board. They give a presentation about what they do on the island. So in that way, we made a difference again. I called my tours VIP to make the definition of that we were different. Now the whole island is called VIP, but that's another story. Yeah, and then we started Kefalonia, Olympia, slowly. And of course, shipwreck is a big thing where we arrive as one of the first ones on the beach. I wanted different tours with small-scale tourism and not being rushed, and with the highest customer service that we can provide. And with the team that we have at Nephew's Travel, we have a fantastic team that thinks exactly in the same way as we do. So I'm blessed.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's I think the number one tour company on the island now.
Thank you.
Tourism stories. Is this year? Do you think it's going to be any better than last year, or bigger, or better, or worse?
That's a tricky one because I get a little bit confused, to be quite honest, about what's going to happen this summer. When we look at our own bookings, we're the same as last year, even a little bit up from last year. But that, I think, is a big chapeau to us and the team out there. When I talk to owners of hotels, some have been a little bit down, some are the same, some are a little bit up. So I honestly don't know. I think the big panic that is out there, I'm not sure if it's going to be like that. But of course, the Brexit gives problems, what is going to happen with Shipwreck Bay, although I believe that we'll be fine with restricted areas and restricted time.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. I mean, what do you know about that?
Well, I know that the final decision hasn't been taken. It's going to be in a month from now. And there is, a team of owners of boats in the north that have gathered together also with the tour companies, and we are all working together very hard to get the seismologists. How do you call that in English? Geologist. There we go, Bob's. How do we call that? You know what I mean. Yeah. Well, those who know about earthquakes. Let's put it that way.
Geologists.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah. We're trying very hard that they come to the island again to make the decisions. And I honestly don't understand. At the end of the summer, after we were still going on, and there was no restrictions then. They said to us, a certain time you could be there at the end of the summer, and two sides of the beach you could not be there. So
how did it affect you last year? In as far as after that happened, after the rockfall?
Of course, it was freaky for everybody being out there.
But after that, you wasn't allowed on the beach, or you was allowed? Or
we weren't allowed, I think, for about 10 days. We were only allowed to go there for pictures.
Yeah.
What is not the most ideal thing for people coming to the island. They want to put the feet in the sand. Mm. Then again, with our tour, we have land and sea, so we can still make something out of it. And then at the end of the summer, I think the last 3 weeks or something like that, we were allowed with the restricted areas. But for me, the restricted areas is logical thinking. From when we started with Nefi's Travel, we always said to our guests, don't sit on the left, don't sit on the right, close to the cliffs. Because a little stone 180 meters on your head will give you a huge headache and more, you know? So it's logical thinking. So I honestly believe if we all work together with certain times, like I'm coming there at that time, I'm allowed so long. Yeah. This company comes with so many people at that time, they're allowed that long. With restricted areas, left and right, a lifeguard out there, we should be fine. I don't see the problem. I really don't see the problem. And I honestly believe that something will happen.
Is there any management out there at all? Is anybody out there looking after it?
There was in the beginning, yeah. I honestly don't know all of that, because, of course, Steve guides that tour every day. Okay. But,
All right, okay, so that's that.
But I don't see it all as black as everybody's talking about. No.
So how long before do you think the actual we get a decision on what's going on?
What I understood, it's in the next weeks. It's in the next weeks. But I honestly believe it will be positive. It will be positive.
Because, I mean, we can still look over the top, though, can't we? I mean,
they still have to make the decision about it as well.
They're making decisions as that as well?
Yeah. As far as I knew now, is that we can go to the platform, but only the platform. Yeah. So people can't wander off to the cliffs anymore. What I think, again, is common sense.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So.
Of course it is. I must admit, it freaks me out when you see these pictures on Facebook.
Exactly.
where they're sat right on the edge. I mean, all right, terrific picture.
Yeah.
But I mean,
anything for an Insta.
It's unbelievable. Anything for a selfie. Yeah. There you go. All right, I'm going to play a song, and we'll be back with Jackie from Nefi's Travel very shortly. Okay. Don't touch that.
Island FM, Santi's best music mix.
Bobby G Breakfast, 9:27. Talking to Jackie from Nefi's Travel. I'm going to put your other hat on now. I mean, you do a lot of singing whilst you're doing your tours and guiding.
Yes,
and
we do.
You've taken that singing out onto the road now.
Yeah. And well, not now. I've been singing for many years.
But recently you have. I mean, recently you have. And you got a gig tonight.
Yes, yeah, in Bliss.
At the Bliss Cafe in town here. Yeah. It's International Women's Day as well.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, to be quite honest, about 14 years ago, Michelle Wilburn was still on the island then. We decided that maybe it's nice to do a little bit more about Women's Day, not only partying, but actually thinking about those women who cleared our roads.
Yeah.
And then we started in Cellini. Yes, Bliss was first Cellini. Then we did that for a few years. Then I disappeared a little bit because I was very busy with our little princess Nefeli and, of course, with Nefi's Travel. And then since last year, together with Chess, we started again in now called Bliss. And so last year, I think it was last year, right, Chess? First time we did Women's Day again. And then tonight...
you as a singer, you singing, I mean, when did all that start? Way, way back, did it?
Oh, as a little child.
And
I've always been singing in...
In choirs and stuff like that?
In Amsterdam, gospel choir. That's right. How I started.
Oh, the gospel choir.
Yes, I loved it.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yeah. Okay.
But I learned a lot of things there. good and bad.
Okay, no, so and it sort of progressed from there.
Yeah, well, when I was 18, I thought, that's it, I want to travel. So from my 18 till my 25th, I started traveling the world with my backpack.
Yeah.
And I just jumped on stages everywhere, from Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Thailand. I was a pop star in Thailand, Bob.
Really?
In Copenhagen, yes. Ooh. I was. Yes, I was well known there. And then I came to Greece, and yeah, I started getting more feeling for jazz. I met Yanis, who we'll talk to later on, yeah, a bit. And yeah, and then we started in Cellini with some gigs there, and from there onwards.
Okay, excellent. Your favourites, have you got a favourite, your lady singer?
Ella Fitzgerald and Janis Joplin. Oh. I love Janis. My first album was Pearl. Imagine that, from Janis Joplin, when I was 12 years old, or 10 years old, I think. Mm. It was the first album I bought. I love her. I love her. But when it comes to, yeah, and Ella Fitzgerald, I like very much as well.
Excellent. Yeah. So, so what sort of what can we expect tonight, singing wise, from you?
It will be a bit of a potpourri, let's say, because it's carnival as well. So we threw in a little bit of more bossa nova and some mambo type of things, jazz, of course, blues, soul. It will be good. It will be very nice, in all modesty. But it will. I have two fantastic musicians with me. So I'm really, really looking forward to
this. So is it the three of you in the band?
It's the three of us, yeah.
It's the three of you.
So,
okay.
And all of us singing.
Yeah.
And then Yanis will play the trumpets, but I don't say that right. What trumpet is it, Yanni?
Trumpet and flugelhorn.
Flugelhorn. Flugelhorn. Flugelhorn. Flugelhorn.
Flugelhorn.
And Chess, of course, on the piano and singing as well. And yeah, really looking forward to this. Should be really good.
Good. Okay, we'll talk to the other guys very shortly. Okay, don't go away.
Island FM All 70 Sunday.
Hi, this is Peter Lee. Every Sunday morning on Island FM 88.6 between 10 and 12 a.m., I'm inviting you to join me in the nostalgia when I look back at the 70s music. Starts at 0800 in the UK. Don't miss some amazing memories in All 70s Sunday, this Sunday on Island FM.
Bob G. Beck for Island FM, 88.6 on your dial. Thank you very much for keeping us company today, 20 to 10. Right, Chaz is one of the members of the trio that's performing tonight with Jackie, along with Yanis, at the Bliss Cafe. All starts at 2200 hours, which is 10 o'clock. There you go. Right, Chaz, hello.
Hello, good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. Chaz, a little bit about yourself. Do you live here?
I live here last 3 years or so.
Right.
Coming for about on and off 30 years nearly. Yeah.
Wow, there you go. So how did it start coming here? Is it on holiday, fell in love with the place and that's
more or less, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Kept coming back and kept coming back always to Silly V, and then we ventured up Lithuakiawe one day and we decided we'd like to be there. So that was it. We're here.
So is it you and your missus here? You and your
yes,
wife?
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. I mean, how long have you been a musician then?
Oh, I started when I was about three. I didn't know anything about it, and I don't remember much about it, but seemingly we're about three.
And you play what, piano?
Piano and keyboard vibes. Not now with the vibes, but just keyboard.
Did you play the piano when you were at school and stuff like
well,
that?
Actually, when I was about 10 was my first paying job, and I worked for a cooperative junior, you know, a boys choir.
Right, okay.
And that was my first foray into earning money.
Excellent. So you're now here. So how did how did you get to meet Jackie? How did all this come about?
It was Winter Warblers. I do the accompaniments for the Christmas shows for the Warblers.
That's right.
And
that's how you met her.
Great fun. And that's how we met, because Jackie was doing at that time some singing with us. So, yeah.
So then the rest is history.
The rest is history. Yeah. Well, it could be the future as well. Who knows?
Exactly. No, I mean, yeah, I think it was about 2 years ago, you was in here in the studio playing just about over there.
Yes, that's the right. Yeah, where yeah. Jackie's sitting. That's right.
Yeah, no.
Brought the keyboard in one morning.
That's right. Yeah, it was very good. It was very good. Excellent. So, okay, so your favourite sort of stuff?
Everything, really. The sort of music of the era when I grew up. Every era produces people that you recognise and you take special attention to. But nobody in particular. I think, you know, through a musical episode of life, you just take the best from little bits of everyone,
yeah.
And you sort of your playing progresses and takes different directions through that. Sort of.
I mean, are you a classical man? Do you like classical?
I like classical. I don't play much of it, but I like listening to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like mainly a sort
jazz.
Jazz and swing, predominantly interests me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is this your first time at Bliss?
No, we've been a couple of times at Bliss. Lovely little venue. It's lovely and all packed in together. It's got that sort of nightclubby feel, and
yeah,
it's lovely. Yeah, lovely place to play.
Great. Oh, I wish you all the best, and I hope it goes really well tonight. And we're going to talk to Yanis very shortly as well. So before that, we're going to play some of this. So don't go away. We're going to play some Ella Fitzgerald. Yanis, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yanis, Ella Fitzgerald, that track is very good. Is that something that you actually like? You like that one, do you? Is that something?
In fact, I love it, and I, like Jackie said, that she's her favorite. It's my favorite, too. Yes, and I believe she's the epitome of jazz singing. If someone wants to learn to sing jazz music, the best way is to listen to Ella Fitzgerald.
Listen to Ella Fitzgerald, yeah. Wonderful. Yanis, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, lots of Greek people will know you. I know, but there's a few English people out here that think, well, who is Yanis? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yanis is a musician from Thessaloniki.
Yeah.
That started off with piano in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He took trumpet 18 years old, after, you know, many years of piano. He took his classical trumpet diploma, his harmony contrapunctus fugue diploma, and long before that he started switching to modern music, to jazz music. But mostly I'm involved with Latin music because we formed a Latin band back in 1994 in Thessaloniki, which is quite famous in Greece, and not only Greece, because of the fact that we did great things for our Latin country. We opened for great names of Latin and Latin jazz scene.
Yeah.
The band is called Aroma Caribe. We have been visiting Zakynthos many times. So the music that I studied more is Latin music.
So how many in your band? How many people are in your band?
The band began with 9 members, and now due to the crisis, 6 members. But anyway, it was a big sort of Latin jazz ensemble with horns and percussion.
So how many years have you been going?
From 1994 up to now. But now we don't play as much often as we did. But for at least 15 years we've been traveling around Greece. We never went abroad. But we opened for such artists like Tito Puente, Celia Cruz, Eddie Palmieri, Los Van Van, Orlando Mara Cavalle, Alfredo Rodriguez. I have to say that our musical father,
yeah,
is the great Roberto Pla, who is based in UK, and he's the Latin icon in England. He came here with his band. We met him, and we invited him. And when he came, he taught us all about Latin music, and we consider him as our father. That he, you know, he learned all the secrets of Latin music.
Excellent. And out of all the places that you played, is there one place that is always in your mind that's special?
I wouldn't say that. Every place is different. People are different. You know, it's... Okay, I can say that Zakynthos did something to us. Every time we came to Zakynthos, we had a great time, and people were very friendly, and the audience was very friendly. So Zakynthos is one of the places...
In your top 10?
Yes, in our top 10, yes.
Okay, lovely. And last of all, how did you meet this lovely lady here? How did you meet Jackie?
I met Jackie 15 years ago, or something like that. We came with a jazz trio playing to Portocali, I remember. Yes, and she did, as she said before, well, she jumped on stage.
Jumped on stage and started singing.
She said, I want to sing, and I was amazed. And every time... Since, you know, every time I visit, she loves music. She loves her job. She's a katharos anthropos, I would say. She's a very clean person, and you know, metaphorically. She's fantastic. She's a fantastic singer. She sings with her heart. This is the most important thing. I mean, whatever you do it 100%. And that is that kind of a person.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear you. And thanks very much for this CD here is yes. as from your band.
Yes,
it? Yeah, excellent. I shall take a listen to that later. Okay, I'm going to play a song. Yannis, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And best of luck tonight. And I hope it gets lots of people. And obviously packed tonight.
Lots of women.
Lots of women, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
On International Women's Day, yes. Okay. All right, I'm going to play a song and then we'll speak to Jackie. Okay, don't go away. Island FM at coming up to 5:10, or 7 minutes to 10, should I say. Right, Jackie, it looks like you got two nice fellas there who are working with you tonight.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Really, really looking forward to this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
So tell people, first of all, it starts at 10.
Yeah, it starts at 10 in Bliss.
Bliss Cafe
and Sandertown.
Alexander Roma, yes.
And of course, it's Women's Day, but it doesn't mean that the men are not allowed to come.
No, men have to dress.
Of course. Of course, they are allowed to come.
Men can come if they're dressed as women.
It's a no.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's connected with Carnival, so we'll be let's raise our glasses to, as I said before, to those ladies who cleared our roads. And it's all about having fun. That's what music is all about, having fun.
I wish you best of luck with that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having us here.
No, you're most welcome, and best of luck with Nefis as well.
Thank you, and for all my competitors as well. Let's have a fantastic summer and relax. Everything will be okay.
Okay, Jackie, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.